That big got a swoop. What is that?
They got that Bronny James hair.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. That shit's hanging off. Now look, we got Barry and Jerome in here.
Yep.
We got Rob Bridges in here.
What up, what up?
We got the three originals. We got Derek in here.
Yep.
We got Daddy.
I'm talking. We got Chizzy Chan.
I'm here.
This, I like to call, man, I ain't gonna say the name of this episode, but this is All Star Weekend.
Facts.
Now, that's not the name of the episode, but this is All Star Weekend. I got my two brothers in here, my other two brothers in here. It's fellowship, bitch.
It's a family reunion.
It's a family reunion.
Well, I wasn't part of the East City gang, but you know, I mean, CIAA, you know, Bronco Pride.
You know Lance, though. Yeah. So you kind of.
Unfortunately,
you're like a third cousin.
Yeah. We still CIAA,
yeah, though. Yeah, plus you my brother, so.
Hey, man, I fucks with you, bro. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Yeah, you look like an RA.
You look like Mr. TRS and TWV with all that. That was a bad joke. Yeah. This is a lot of fabric on right there,
and I'm not going to edit that. What's good with y'all, man? Where's the 5 o'clock at? I feel like we be forgetting. Yeah.
No, the thing is, you always never know
where. I know where it's 5 o'clock this time.
Yeah.
I'll
be
clear. No.
No.
It was 2 hours ago.
Yeah, Albuquerque's 2 hours away.
I know where it's 5 o'clock.
You know what's funny, though? We said, like, on episode 2, before we even started recording, we said we're not going to tell niggas what time it is. We're not going to timestamp anything, so we can just tell them.
Yeah, they can believe it.
And then your dumb ass always say, yes, 11:40, but it's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock in Toronto. It is 5 o'clock in Toronto.
It's not.
No, but I was close to it. It's 5 o'clock in Toronto. It's been raining fives. Them niggas like been putting the threes up from way beyond the motherfucking goddamn Kawhi out. Just been letting that bitch ride.
Any nigga with straight back cornrows can do whatever the fuck he wants. I feel like he hooping low top Air Force.
They said the only thing that come out this nigga mouth in practice is board man.
Like
board man.
Yeah, that was in college though.
Like
he got the ugliest laugh I ever heard.
He did this shit in the interview the other day. Yeah, actually. Like, he was like,
that nigga said, they said, yeah, how do you think it'll feel for the city of Toronto say y'all win the championship? I don't know, y'all gotta ask somebody in the street. What, nigga?
Kawhi, dude. Kawhi, be with the shit, boy.
Man, look, man.
But since we're talking about Kawhi, man, let's get on these NBA playoffs, man. So, how do y'all feel so far?
Raptors in five.
Yeah, it's done. It's over. Finito.
Yeah.
Chief Keith.
Raptors in five,
bro. So, as the only probably Warriors fan at this table, I'm going to say.
You're not even a real Warriors fan.
I am. That's cool.
You started being a Warriors fan in 2016.
That's cool. I'll wear it.
You want a 3-1.
You want a Warriors fan when Baron Davis was there. Though.
Baron Davis is actually my favorite point guard of all time. Okay. That's actually a known statement. So.
What was his number there?
And go to state number five. Come on, bro.
He was 85 in New York.
That was the ugliest number. What I'll say is the series is not over until it's actually over.
Didn't Tyson Chandler wear like 99 or some shit like that?
It was some weird ass number. So my sources, not really sources, tell me KD will probably not be back in game five. So maybe go to state can pull it out of their ass, bro. See what happened. But
bro, KD got a torn Achilles.
Yeah, I don't care what nobody says. It's a torn Achilles.
But he's not trying to. He's not trying to ruin
his free agency.
Exactly,
bro. I talked to Rod about this morning. Right. You not giving him a max contract, no matter what's going on with him.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck if the bitch ain't got no kneecaps. Yeah,
you giving a max contract, yeah, right? So for it shouldn't matter what's wrong with him, bro.
I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that. I think he's really just hurt.
He's J.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I think the Raptors are going to win, but I don't think it's going to be in five.
Nah, it's over.
I'm being a dick.
I honestly see this.
Did you see DeMarcus Cousins the other night?
Bro. Yeah, he looks terrible. But I think.
So horrible.
I think the Raptors will win this.
Yeah, don't, MJ. Don't piss me.
First of all, go ahead.
No, I was just saying. I think
I gave you a good intro, and you come up and say,
"Bro, you gonna say something stupid later on?" So
right,
yeah, all
right.
So let me get mine out. I'll let you take over.
No, but DeMarcus, I think he's still hurt too.
He can't play at Liz.
Well, I just feel like when you fat like that, you just can't just come back from Liz. I'm not trying to be funny. Like,
yo,
hey, that's
you know what I don't like, though? What I don't like is motherfucking Draymond thinking he is more than what he is. It is starting to piss me off.
I like Draymond.
I do, but me and Rod getting this argument a lot.
Like,
do you really feel like he can go to another team?
Absolutely and fucking not.
And not start?
He can't lead his own team.
He'll be a star, but he won't be a star.
He can't lead his own team.
Even though he's not a star, he is the heartbeat of that team.
He's got to be in the situation.
I'm not saying he's the focal point or he's the go-to guy or anything like that, but he picks it.
Give him a beard.
But he's not asked to score. He's asked to defend, distribute, do all those different things that he does.
And host the fucking pep rallies.
I mean, everybody at Golden State plays a critical part to their success. Like, they won't win without Iguodala. They won't win without Steph.
Right.
Obviously, you see why KD's not winning.
You think he's more important than Steph?
To me, Steph is more important piece on that team.
This nigga just a
hat. No, Drake. Look.
You know what I'm trying to like, Drake, man. Not say nothing.
Hey, look, Drake, Steph.
To me, Steph is the system. Nothing works. Everybody's role doesn't work if it's not for Steph. So that's why we see all the movement, the cutting, and things like that. It doesn't work. But now it's not working because you only have two people in the court that can shoot. Now you got three other
people. They can stretch the court.
They can't stretch the court. So now it's shrinking the court because they don't give a shit. Livingston, Iguodala,
McKinney, all Livingston.
Let them shoot. Let them be.
Livingston, I feel like his career is over.
Yeah.
Right. I think this is over.
But honestly, to me, Golden State's offense flows better when KD's not in the room.
Because it does. The ball moves.
I can't tell.
Have you seen these playoffs?
The reason why you can't tell is because, to be honest, Kawhi is the best two-way player in the league.
Toronto's so good defensively.
No, they're good the whole team.
Think about it. Gasol is a defensive player of the year. Ibaka's defensive player of the year.
Right, but what did you tell me that one time before?
Hey, go ahead and tell him.
What did you tell me?
I said, and I stole this from IG, I ain't gonna lie. The reason why Toronto is so good because they second best player is somebody different every game.
Every single game.
And you said that on Twitter.
Everybody.
Serge Ibaka went crazy last night.
And nobody was expecting that.
Got a fade and been at, he went to the Yay area and got a fade and been like.
Can we talk about how Serge Ibaka is a legend, first of all?
Because he fucked Cary Hilson.
But he also fucked that up. So yeah.
I feel like his dick 12 inches, so he can do whatever he wants.
You feel like
pause.
The old Chinese problem.
I went left, you went far left.
But no bullshit, man. Like,
I see her deep throw the pop circuit. I said, God damn, Serge Ibaka worked up. I googled
the boy. It's Saturday night.
I said, I was horny an hour ago.
Raptors in five.
Right? You think it's over?
Raptors in five.
It's
done.
Over.
Yeah, I don't want to see that happen.
That's because you're a Drake fan.
Hey, Josh Curry, have my bag ready. Who? Nigga, I bet. He listens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to repeat the nigga name.
Nah, tell him. Is he
white? I thought you were talking about Steph.
Don't start your shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We ain't going to talk about her no more.
Who?
All I heard was Curry at the end. I thought you were talking about Steph.
Aisha's a saint.
She's a who?
A saint.
I feel like
she's an ungrateful.
She's an ungrateful bitch.
Yo, wow.
Look, if we don't say the Warriors did good this year, well, Aisha did good.
Blame Aisha. She
fucked the
ball. That nigga had 47 points that night, but it took him 42 shots to do it.
He was like 14 for 30 from the field.
That's
50%. Almost 50%.
That's crazy. But look, so this whole Kyle Lowry thing that happened during the game and shit. Like,
Kyle Lowry, the worst player on the Raptors.
He is.
He been fucking hooping, though.
He been hooping, but I'm
taking Van Vliet over Kyle Lowry.
This is the first time I've seen Kyle Lowry do it.
You built like him, too.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm built more like
DeMarcus Cousins.
Robert Track and Trust.
Boy.
Now, but look, Kyle Lowry, man. So, look.
Yeah.
He was going after a loose ball. Jumped in the in the marsh pit. I think that's what
the marsh pit.
Yeah,
that's the
marsh pit.
Marsh pit. Marsh pit. Whatever.
He was awful.
Yeah,
no, but seriously, he upsets me.
Really does. Yeah, you know, it was a white man. Duh. That three seats down pushed him. How do you think you would have reacted?
Why does it matter the race of the person who pushed him? Why do we do this?
Why do you always?
Why do we know? Why do we do this though? Like,
but why do you always?
The fact remains that he got pushed. It doesn't matter who pushed him.
Facts are facts.
He shouldn't have been pushed. Facts, but we don't have to specify what race the person is.
You're absolutely right. Because if it was a black,
like,
man,
why did you have to do that?
No, but do you think a black man would react in the same way he did?
It doesn't matter, bro. Like, why are we like?
So can I tell you why people act this way? Just because of the instances that has happened in the NBA this year with Westbrook and Utah. I mean, players go on different things. Even go back to Ron Artest with the Detroit and the Indiana fight. It's all white people doing the same shit.
White people.
And so I get where he's coming from there, but I get what you're saying too. But at the same time, that's where it stems from.
He worked with a lot of white people,
bro. That's not even it, bro. It's just I just feel black.
Like if he was a citizen, he would vote for him. You ain't got your shit yet.
I am. Yeah, the 19th, nigga. Meet me there, nigga.
Yeah, I'm gonna meet you. We gonna party.
Yeah,
man.
We definitely
gonna
party.
What's wrong with you?
But nah, but real shit though. Like, okay, take race out of it.
Thank you.
We take race out of it.
Now let's talk.
Either way, he should have got his ass whooped.
Facts.
What I'm saying is the fact that he was white or is white, because he still is white.
White with money.
I don't even think the fact that he's white, the fact that he's a minority owner, he's a part owner, I think that's what really makes it worse. Because honestly, that night when it happened, we was like, damn, this white man really pushed Kyle Lowry.
But then
next morning, when we found out he was a minority owner, that's what kind of made it worse for
me. Yeah.
Like, I was like, damn, you...
A person in that position.
In that position shouldn't do this.
Like, you know, come on now. A certain level of professionalism.
That's assault. You think about it. If Kyle Lowry to go in that man's office and push him out of his chair, Kyle Lowry's going to jail. Bro.
Yeah, facts.
That's what LeBron said. Right,
yeah. You read LeBron post on Instagram.
Well, yeah, he posted it.
Yeah.
I cite my work, nigga. I was good.
But, like, let's just say, let me think of a nigga. Russell Westbrook does that.
Rasheed Wallace.
Perfect.
Ron Artest do that. And he pushes him.
He did it.
Yeah, that owner mocked up. Finals or not.
And like I said, Russell not even that bad. I seen a nigga give Russell two birds.
I think I cut that man off. Whose man is this?
Yeah, like, bro, like, Kyle Lowry's an upstanding citizen. I can't even front on that man. Like, I know I would have reacted differently.
I'm not even going to lie to you. His response, though, that shit made me stand up and just clap in the living room, bro. Because his response, like, the statement he gave, I was like, man, that's some grown man shit. You know what I mean? Like, to take the high road like that, because me, I'd be ate up, bro. I'd be fed the fuck.
What's Kyle Lowry bringing home per year?
34 million.
You can shove me halfway up the bleachers if possible for 34 million dollars. I mean, shove me. Fuck.
I think he looked at the bigger picture. Like, you
it's
know,
the finals.
Yeah, it's the finals. My team.
Kyle Lowry is a head. He's not a hot head.
He did what he was supposed to do.
Stupid motherfucker. Kyle Lowry. Even though we think he do do like.
Being that the perpetrator
is a minority owner, and how true do you think it is that he'll be banned from the remainder of the series?
He'll be back next season. Opening day.
He had a year fine.
I don't think that is true.
I think
the rest of this year he'll be back opening day.
He'll be back before the series ends.
Donald Sterling lost the whole team.
Yeah.
Because he said he was more mad about his bitch fucking a nigga than fucking the motherfucker with AIDS.
Yeah, I remember.
You remember that video interview? He was like, Magic Johnson, what has he done? Yeah. He's got AIDS. Boy, that shit was so funny.
Bro, he lost his team for that. So you don't think he's serious about this motherfucker?
The thing that I thought was a joke about it was this man is worth $2.3 billion and y'all fine him $500,000.
That's like $20.
Granted, he was also probably intoxicated. You know.
So is that an excuse?
No, absolutely.
That probably wasn't his real bitch that he fell into. That was his side bitch.
He was mad that they were losing.
They
got televised.
So speaking of the same game, did y'all see where like the Beehive went at the owner's wife because she was leaned over in front of Beyonce talking to Jay-Z? Like they get, she had death threats and everything, bro.
Let's be real. Beyonce ain't shit.
Hey, bro, they said this in every bit of your heart. Like you,
Rihanna is a shit though. She is now the richest black female artist there is. She's worth $600 million.
Good. Oh, damn, Beyonce! and your man just became
Beyonce's worth. Beyonce ain't that far behind, but in millions it is. I mean, Beyonce is $400 million.
But let's just be real.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, it is a lot of money.
I just want $10,000.
Get rid of my shit. I'm tired of goddamn that bitch.
I'm trying to follow my grandfather. But seriously, Jay-Z just became the first billionaire rapper ever. They've been fighting that for a while. No, it's for real. Okay. You gotta understand, it's all what his different business ventures are.
His assets.
Forbes ain't gonna make a statement and not be able to.
And that's what I was thinking.
Properly.
Worth 200 million. Title's worth 100 million. Rock Nation's worth 100 million.
And then that little only
100 million.
Because that's only with Rock Nation because you got the entertainment side of it.
I'm talking about the sports management side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just talking about the regular. Okay, I thought you were talking
about. That's what I'm saying. And all his assets, I didn't think he would be the first. I thought it would have been Diddy.
When they said Dr. Dre,
I thought it would have been Diddy.
Said Dr. Dre was a few years ago, but it wasn't. When they added up, it ended up being like 800, 800
right,
million.
Right, because of the whole shit.
When he sold Beats by Dre. Yeah, because
he sold it for like $3 billion or whatever.
Right, and he got like $700 million from like or something like that.
But so when he sold it, did he just sell the rights to it, or does he still have?
I'm sure he still.
Apple owned.
I'm sure he is still getting royalties for the name Beats by Dre. Every time somebody says,
I think it's called Beats now, aren't they? They don't even say Beats by
Dre. And that's because, like, the Apple.
I could go look at the box for this shit. I just bought it.
Like we tell motherfuckers, I ain't gonna tell you where I work at, but beats. Something wrong with them Beats.
All it says is Beats.
Like, you know what
I'm Beats on there.
Yeah,
I feel like they used to say Beats by Dre.
They do, yeah, the older ones.
I guess they done.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, but Jay-Z is a billionaire. Beyonce, move the fuck out the way so this billionaire bitch can talk to your man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, move. She's more important than you now.
Wow.
Cater to you my ass. Like, go sit down. That one she should have moved. Like, and let the bitch sit in her seat. Like,
but speaking of that though,
I hate when he does that.
What?
But speaking of what?
because it leads into the next.
That nigga want to be Howard Stern so bad.
Let's be real.
So I'm a racist now.
Howard Stern racist.
I was thinking of the white man that was talking about the female death.
I don't think he's still on radio.
Nah, he got
fired. He was like the first.
Is he still living? No, seriously. Is he still living?
Don't mind us.
Go ahead. I feel like niggas that die. Niggas die off of shit like that.
I mean, Joe Paterno died like Penn State soon. They fired him.
Yeah. He wanted to be fucking them little boys.
He knew about it, though.
He was watching the door. That nigga Joe Paterno was 89. Bro. Broke his hip, they fired him 2 weeks later.
He died, bro.
Like, how you 89 years old still running out that goddamn tunnel like
that? He was running.
He was running.
He was
running
on the sideline.
He was on the other one.
No, but look.
They dropped more about than that little golf cart.
Don't put your ass in the motherfucker because you ain't getting me.
No, but look, so
Mr. Lincoln,
I forgot
the
blue. They asked me
to fill it. Funniest movie of all time. No, but look, so keeping on subject with the NBA, they've been talking about changing the names from, like, the NBA owners from, like, calling an NBA owner to, what, managing partner or a governor or something like that. Rob, what's your take on that?
For me, I think personally it's a good idea because, I mean, think of the instances we had, like, with Donald Sterling. And then, like, even the Houston, Texas owner last year was, like, he made a reference to, like, being, like, the warden in the prison and, like, you know, these are your inmates type thing. Like, we can't allow, like, these predominantly black sports for guys to be, you know, put in that light, you know, especially in 2019 when everything is so, like, it's so heightened in this
world. What I will say is we have placed the connotation behind the word owner. We have placed the negative connotation behind the word owner.
I never thought.
I pay billions of dollars for a fucking team. Yeah. I pay billions of dollars for a fucking team. You gonna address me as the motherfucking owner of this bitch.
We buying the Darren Bulls next year, goddamn.
Thanks.
You gonna start with the Bucks, goddamn.
Yeah, them. Yeah, they gonna be like, them three niggas is the owners of the Bulls.
Darren Bulls.
Yeah, like, soul playing there.
So, I don't agree with it, bro. Like, it again, this shit is...
I do feel like
it's so stupid, man.
I get it, but I feel like... I get it because, like I said, the whole Donald Sterling, what was his name, McNair?
Bob McNair.
Yeah. Bob McNair was wild.
Yeah, he was wild.
Especially when you, like, his three-star players are niggas.
Right.
Jadeveon Clowney, his name is Jadeveon.
Yeah, yeah.
Deshaun Watson. He got J.J. Watt.
He
went out on a limb and said, like, I own these niggas, pretty much. He didn't say that, but that's what he was saying. But then you got, like, Michael Jackson owned the Hornets.
Michael Jackson.
I've been
drinking since, like, 7 o'clock.
Michael Jackson owned
Jordan. And visit again.
Now he on the grave out there.
Oh, my
never
God.
And boys boot. You
know, oh, wow.
But no, Michael Jordan owned the Hornets.
We gonna get sued so good one day.
I already said, like, they're gonna cancel us. They're gonna, like, ban.
You legend.
They got your homeboys and all the space guys.
Yeah, like, he's but Michael Jordan owns the Hornets. He was, like, the second billionaire.
Fuck Mike.
Sports.
Mike who?
Fuck Michael Jordan. What? I'm gonna let you finish your point.
It's the big genius, ain't it? I don't trust nobody with big genius.
And the white women, but go ahead.
What?
I fuck white women.
We know.
You are white, Justin.
What? Not now.
Not now.
I mean, can you make your point?
Yeah. No, like I said, he's a black owner. Of course, people don't like him because he did something with. Was it prisons back in the day or whatever?
That's the wrong Michael Jordan.
It's not
the right Michael Jordan.
Right.
He owned Michael B. Jordan. He owned the prison.
No disrespect. Killmonger.
My bad.
Look, Michael Jordan owned Michael Jordan Nissan.
He doesn't.
and he doesn't.
He gets royalties off them. He owns 49%. He owns 49% of it.
That's enough.
Well, he is still minority owner. And then he gets royalties from the logo and the name being used.
You know how he became a billionaire, right? He bought more of the Hornets. That's like what he did. He increased his stake and boom, he became a billionaire.
Good for him.
He's the worst fucking owner, GM.
Fact. It's really. Hey, no. He hired.
Hold on. Which is his ex-wife with the top of money
for. Nah, the worst owner GM is Jerry Jones.
Ooh, hold on.
No, they at least win there once in a while. These things ain't won yet.
What about, hold on, New York Knicks, Bob Dolan is the worst. He traded Porzingis. For what? For a washing machine.
Chill, bro. That's my dog, June, man. You can't get my dog June like that.
Oh, my bad. Junior, all right.
No, let's be real.
He the drop.
This ain't got nothing to do with that. It's because he fucked with Charles Oakley when he did.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, got Charles Oakley thrown out.
Charles Oakley's a nigga,
bro. But if you think about it, Dolan has signed some ridiculous fucking contract.
Bro, how long? Isaiah Thomas, that won't him.
No, how long
he been the owner?
How long he been the owner?
For years.
Now, look. Just found out Allen Houston stopped playing for the Knicks in, what, like 2000 and something? Mm-hmm. They just stopped paying him in 2011.
Right.
Yeah. They're still paying Isaiah Thomas.
Like that Bobby Bonilla shit.
Yeah, I'm about to say Bobby Bonilla. Yeah, yeah. He can stop like 2030. He get a millionaire year. Bro. That's a mean but retirement
plan. I'm not going to lie. At one time, them motherfuckers had a squad.
They did.
Who that? Charlie Ward. Charlie Ward.
That's Chris Childs. That's Chris Childs. Same nigga.
Charlie Ward out of Houston. Latrell Sprewell.
Larry Johnson.
Yeah, Larry Johnson. Charles Oakley was there with them, I think.
Charles Oakley.
Yeah, Anthony Mason. Man,
Anthony Bryson.
you look like Anthony Mason for real. Like, yeah, you Mason Jr.
And now I fuck some shit up like you would. But now, but look.
You might be.
But look, so the reason, like, with Michael Jordan, though, like, I just feel like every month, sometimes twice a month, we go out there, we buy his fucking sneakers.
Whose fault is that?
Kill motherfuckers.
It's your fault.
Whose fault is that?
Can I finish my point?
All right, go ahead.
But what has he done for our community that y'all can speak of? You know what I mean? When have you ever known him to come to the forefront and speak out on some shit?
Because he's black, he's supposed to do something?
I feel like because he has that platform, you know, he has the responsibility. Yes, I do feel like he bears that responsibility.
So when he speaks and he says something, and y'all be like, "Oh, he just saying it because of XYZ."
Exactly.
So he's exactly. No right and no wrong. There's nothing exactly. He can do at this point.
At this point, Michael Jordan, like, nobody gives a fuck what he says because he didn't say it back in the
90s. At this point, yes.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, like, with LeBron comes out and speaks on social injustices.
I feel like LeBron didn't raise the bar too high for y'all.
We can, you know, because LeBron can do that because LeBron can say what the fuck he want to. He got the commissioners back. And then and that, what are they going to do with LeBron? Kick him out of the NBA?
Nah, hell
like
no.
Blackball? Hell no.
LeBron, like, no offense. Like, and this, Jordan was a great player. Jordan's probably the greatest. LeBron is probably the biggest face the NBA has ever had.
Absolutely. I would agree with that.
100%. I'm saying, he can do that. Jordan can't do that. Jordan, it don't even matter if
he came out and sold the Hornets and gave all the money to every black person in America. Oh,
it's not enough.
That's it.
It's not enough.
Oh, this nigga only gave me $100.
To your point, right? And that's damn, what I'm saying.
You got 200, but I bought all them sneakers. And he only gave me $100.
He's a black man that came up and went and got it on his own. Y'all looking for handouts. Go get it yourself. He owes nobody no words.
Like we said earlier, MJ was a goddamn meat cutter in 2012. Now he owns a food line, goddamn.
Nah, why do we say my job? Why can't we say
I'm not saying, you know, he owes us anything. That's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
So, okay, to use this as kind of an example, and I know you remember this, Charles Barkley came out one year and said, "I am not a role model." Bullshit. Kids look up to you.
Nah, he really was.
That's because he was ass deep in gambling, dude. Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, you're on a platform where kids look up to you.
Right.
So even though you may not want to be a role model, you are.
But everybody is on a platform where somebody looks up to them. You may not know it.
Absolutely right.
So
but your platform,
when we got you, we got videos of you sleep in the club, and it's a little kid out there that see it and be like, "I'm gonna do that when I grow up." You know it ain't right.
But for some people, like we put athletes,
all entertainers, don't and celebrities make
on a pedestal, like we do. They're not everyday people just like we are.
Right.
We expect these people to be. Oh, like just motherfucking Huey Newton or motherfucking Malcolm X. Like, they're not these people.
How much of your paycheck did you get by last month?
What I'm saying is, I feel like if Michael Jordan was the he would probably try to sue me.
How much of your paycheck did you get by last month
to the
community?
The Black Panthers.
None.
Okay. So, okay.
You look like a Black Panther.
You look like an albino one.
So. All right, but you see what I'm getting at?
Huh?
You see what I'm getting at?
No.
Why is it different for you and him?
What you mean? Why is it different?
For why is it different?
Because you broke.
Yes.
That's not
no, but no. My thing is, you work for your money, right?
Right.
And you decided not to give anything back.
No, no.
He worked for his.
No.
Not because he's making $50 million more than you are, bro. That doesn't mean he gotta give anything back.
Y'all got it twisted though. Not once have I said he should be doing something monetary. I never said he should be doing something monetary.
That's what I keep
involving money. not once did I ever say Not once did I ever say he should be giving back money. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying speak out on the social injustice.
Some people are not like that.
Clearly.
Some people are not like that. Right? Yeah, absolutely. Right. Personality-wise, he may not be that person.
I'm saying,
have you seen his gym? Don't speak out.
Muhammad Ali stood up and said, "No, I'm not going to fight this fucking Vietnam war for something that."
Yeah, you're a fucked up individual.
Muhammad Ali stood up and said, "No, I'm not going to fight in this white man's war that I don't believe in." Hey, Mike got drafted to the Vietnam War. If he was old enough, he would have. Yes, sir.
But it's point though. Like nobody's gonna listen to Michael Jackson in 2019.
No, not now. But I'm saying in the past. You know what I mean? But we can keep talking about this, or we can.
I got a question though.
Agree to disagree and move on.
Yeah, why Justin dressed like Pete from Baby Boy right now?
Hey, look. You being real? Hey, look. That had a denim shirt on before I got here. Fuck that.
You brought pants on.
Fuck y'all.
No, I got my work pants on.
You do?
Yeah.
I thought they were sweats. Loose pants ass nigga. Chad pants ass
nigga. My fault, Chico.
Call the Chico. What P say? Get my gun.
Get my gun.
But no.
Seriously. No, but also.
But like, real shit, though.
You fucked it up.
I'm fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. But no, seriously, though. I give money to these homeless people on the corner. With the cardboard signs,
yeah.
That's not enough.
Yeah, that is.
That is.
You're doing more than enough.
And I don't even give them a. I'll give them.
You're feeding a habit, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. All you do is give them gear money.
Look. Yeah. So, homeless dude outside my job, and a lady bought him all groceries. Mm. Bought it all. He came in with the receipt and returned everything. Returned everything. <I'll take> They had to take it. You had the receipt.
So I put it back in his car. No, man. I need that scrubber.
So
he got the cash back.
Be mindful when you get these.
He secured that back. He didn't tell the bitch he wanted the groceries, did he?
He was outside. I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
Bro, on everything I love, I was in my
mirror. He homeless. Where he gonna cook the fucking groceries at?
Chad won that. I ain't gonna lie, Chad won.
Bro, it's a dude.
He not putting them on Ryder fries. No, he not putting them wick wings.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Wick wings.
Shit, get a nigga $30. We're gonna buy them. Let's go buy some wings. Yeah, you get a nigga a frozen lasagna. Like, the fuck you expect the man to do?
It's 95
hours. Yeah, he likes it every time. Two, 3 hours. Ding, goddamn.
Yo, but seriously, though. I went through my memories the other day. MJ put up a status. No lie. A nigga said he needed some money. MJ said, apply for a job. I'll give you a job. And nigga said, I ain't got time for that.
What you got time for? That's what I wanted. That's what I asked him. I said, what you got?
That's it. Time to be.
MJ said, I give you a job.
And that's why Michael Jordan don't give shit back.
Exactly. This is the point.
You just like reverse your entire point by saying that, Derek.
I told what?
Yeah.
So y'all ride with Mike. I ride
with MJ.
I got
Mary, Jerome.
I got no problem. I got no problem with what Michael Jordan does with Michael Jordan's life.
Right.
And how do you know he don't get back?
Not because he's not at the forefront
speaking of political issues.
See, y'all made this all about money. I never said anything.
I just said political issues.
Okay, no, but he was talking about money.
You
don't want to ask me how much did I give back to the black community.
Yeah, how much?
I'm not talking about money. That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about money. I'm using this platform right here to talk about these white folks.
When was the last time you went? We're not talking about money. When was the last time you went to a school and talked to a group of black kids?
Last week. Like a month ago.
When was that, Black?
Last week.
Do you really?
No.
You
probably
try to
recruit
school.
Yeah.
You probably try to recruit motherfuckers to be in the Air Force.
We want you. You know what that little sign said?
I went to a group of kids, and when them little kids said,
At the end of the day, fuck all these rich niggas.
Yeah,
fuck
and speaking of schools, man, that school shit, I mean, to me, is a trap.
College. School is a waste of time.
It college, is. College is a financial trap.
Real quick, Chad, what's your degree in again?
Aviation science.
What do you do now?
I'm looking at fucked up cars.
All right. Marion, what's your degree?
I dropped out. Nah, I phys ed.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you ran.
Yeah,
you ran track.
Yeah, you ran. Yeah, so
no, but what do you do now?
I'm a retail manager.
All right, what did you go to school for?
Sociology.
And what do you do now?
I work for Trump.
All right, what do you do?
Well,
what do you do now?
What do I do? I'm a solution specialist.
All right, don't say where you work. What did you go to school for?
I'm a dual major, business and economics.
Damn, he got two goddamn degrees, yeah. Almost.
And solve problems.
And solve problems. Yeah. And I got a degree in sports communications, and I do the same thing Ryan did. College is the biggest
scam.
So, it's a scam, scheme, whatever
you want to call it. So can I disagree for a second?
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you where college, for me, made the most impact. It wasn't even in the classroom. It was just help me grow as a person.
It did.
So
for me, we learned more out of the classroom than we did in the classroom.
Exactly. So for me, I'll take that four and a half year, my red shirt year, fuck y'all.
I'm five, fuck you.
So those years to help me grow and develop because...
Hold on. You say that because you was on scholarship for basketball.
A couple of years.
Yeah, so fuck all that.
I got loans like everybody else, though. And I wasn't really that good, so.
Probably right. 6,000.
Yeah.
Nah.
Niggas out here got mortgages.
Like, them loans he took out just because you wanted to read.
No, I only hooped a year and a half, really. So, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I really wasn't on scholarship like that, so.
Hey, Renee, never mind, I'm sorry.
But.
Bowlegger Renee, never mind.
What?
But no, I mean, I just think the lessons that going to Fayetteville State taught me, like, because when I got out of high school, I had no clue what I want to do in my life. Now we're telling kids now, fuck college, you ain't gotta go to college. Go figure out, go pick up a trade, figure out what you do. Like, bro,
be a welder.
Like, I'm saying, bro, like, niggas don't want to be 2019 being a welder, bro. Like, I mean, it's cool, but
welders make $45 an hour.
I agree.
What the fuck you talking about?
They're gonna have metal chips in their skin.
Right.
Niggas, I eat the metal chips.
Niggas,
I have kids $45 an hour.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Yeah, fuck.
$45 an hour, yeah.
Put that bitch on a platter.
Yeah. To an extent, I agree with Rob.
Yeah, you know. I don't think.
His name is Rob, bro.
Rob.
He said Rob.
I said Rob.
I heard
like,
of
yeah, like Rob Kardashian.
You VCs over here, cuz.
Rob Gronkowski.
I agree with Rod. Like,
nah, it's,
to that extent, yes. But when you get out and you still don't know what you're doing, and only thing you work in the past.
Let me. Can I talk about this real quick? So, the reason I am mad that I went to school for what I went to school for is.
You couldn't.
Shut the fuck up. No. Like, I have an aviation science degree. Hear me out. I have an aviation science degree, right? Minored in aviation management. That shit sound cool as shit.
You're an air traffic controller.
Damn, aviation science? Damn. That shit sound good. This motherfucker about to leave school, make some goddamn money. The thing is, it was all theoretical. Right. There was nothing practical in the aviation world. You need all kinds of licenses. Mm-hmm. They don't prepare you for none of that.
Yep, right.
You know what I mean? You don't have the certain amount of hours you need to be a particular, you know, to get a particular license or a certain certification. Like, I was not prepared for none of that. Now, when you look into that, once you graduate college, you just spent 4 years in college doing that, and then you're finding out all your prereqs to do a certain thing. You're going to have to do school for another 3-4 more years. It's like, fuck that.
Yeah.
At this point.
Didn't Mike just finish?
You Mike.
Never mind.
Yeah. No, but
I
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's like.
That's why I said.
Now.
That's why I said.
Like he said, of course, I would not trade the college experience.
Right. No. You would have met us.
But at the same time, I don't know if meeting y'all is worth the. It's worth the 60 grand I gotta pay that right now. Like,
that's exactly what I said. I love y'all to death. But y'all not worth $60,000.
Fuck all of you. Like,
right.
Hey, listen.
I pay $400 a month in student loans, bro.
I pay $350.
You just bought his house.
$350.
Damn, boy.
$350.
I'm in a lot of debt.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm alluding to, because when I think of every job or every career that I've had since I've graduated, I didn't need a college degree for any of them. No.
Yeah, because you was packing the mail that's gone.
I worked for the post office. Then I went from the post office to the police department. Then I went from the police department to probation and parole. And then I went from probation and parole to being full-time in the military, even though I was in the military the whole time in the reserves. But, like, for none of that shit, I needed a college.
What do you do in the military?
I take that back.
What do you do for the military?
Logistics. So
what's that mean?
A lot of shit.
No, but Tommy,
if you look up the term,
you said like boxes of tissue to Iraq.
I send niggas deployed, like, yeah, niggas and cargo to Iraq and shit, like, on a daily. But like, okay, so out of those four jobs, I did need a degree for probation and parole. I'm not gonna stand. I did need, but
when and you that was the lowest paying one,
exactly. And that's the shit that don't make sense. Like, you need a degree to work probation and parole, but you only making $36,000.
No, in a lot of jobs, you almost need a master's.
But at the same time, I am a stickler for education.
Yeah,
don't you know what I mean? Yeah. They can snatch your career and your job from you, but they can't take this.
They can take that little dusty motherfucker I got.
Yeah, here, like, they can't take what's up here, what's in here. So did I learn anything in college? I did. I did learn.
I did learn through college.
Yeah,
I learned how to drink.
Like, whoever owns Google owns half my degree. I was in that bitch on my phone.
I was like Russian roulette in college, goddamn. Yeah, exactly. These raw numbers are off the chart.
I was trapping up in college.
But school.
He loved talking about
school's been on some other shit, right? So I was reading an article the other day about the state of New Jersey. They're mandating that schools teach LGBT barbecue, bonefish grill, whatever. Right. Hey, chill.
History, right?
No, yeah. They want the history to be
history.
Hold on. All right. Hold on.
Gayness just started in 1993.
Hold on. All right. So now, let us preface this. Hold on.
Swordfish.
Let's preface this because the sensitivity right now in our land is at an all time high. So let's preface this by saying,
I'm not
canceling
us, bitch.
I was
just
right
now.
Right? Nobody up here dislikes gay people. So I don't. Let's just clear the air on that. Right? But there is so much more important shit we need to mandate to be taught in schools than history behind homosexuality.
Right. We need to talk about how R. Kelly did not do what he did.
What? No. I'm talking about simple shit like reading a fucking analog clock.
That's number one.
They don't teach that anymore.
They took them out.
They don't teach kids how to write in cursive.
They took them all out.
Yep. What's an analog clock?
Go on, the hands on.
Okay, good. I know how to do that. But now, yeah.
It's funny because Jelena is the one that gave me those points last night.
Teach cursive no more, and I think that's weird.
Yeah, it is.
I seen them, like, when I used to work in the bank, people used to sign their name in print.
So, when we took what's the test you gotta take before you graduate high school?
The
SAT. If you don't sign your name in cursive, you lose points on the SAT.
Yeah. What's this new math way they got to solve, like, equations?
Bro, that's called flip math.
That math weird.
Bro, I saw this on the news and I was like, God damn.
That shit take
I might have failed. Yeah.
You don't want to mandate teaching financial literacy in schools, but you want to teach about homosexuality.
Tell them, Chad.
Right.
That's what I'm not understanding.
I remember when I was in high school, I had to take a class called finance management or something like that, where they taught me how to balance a check.
I was going
to
say things like that. That's
they taught you that?
Yeah, they taught me no bullshit.
That ain't in the North Carolina curriculum. Yeah, I ain't learned that shit.
They taught me that shit.
They need to teach
that shit
about basic survival skills, balancing a checkbook, changing a tire.
I'm telling
things
you.
Like look, I teach people how to survive.
They did have wood chopping.
When I was in middle school, we had a class where you could learn sign language. When I was in middle school, you had a class where you could learn sign language.
They're deaf.
Those new classes that don't have.
They're deaf.
Your niggas go to lunch at 10:15.
They're like, It's going down.
Yeah, I watched a movie the other day, and the nigga, it was cool because he...
Creed 2.
No, no. No, but the nigga was having the whole conversation with another person not knowing he was deaf. But the dude was, the dude was good enough to read lips, right? Dude was good enough to read lips. And
that's a skill.
But the motherfucker that was deaf was actually talking, and the bitch was just yelling. Hey!
Why would you do
that? So it was kind of like, yeah.
I'm giving him to the package.
Why?
So I'm saying that to say sign language is not that important to be taught.
Yeah, let me, bitch.
To be taught in schools.
Hey, look. Like,
remove trigonometry. What in life are you doing right now?
Bro. Like, real talk, I've been in advanced math all my life, and when they taught me trig, I'm still mad. I don't, and I got 98 in it, and I'm still like...
All right, what in life...
I feel like after algebra, like...
You don't even... Yeah.
You see, I seen some shit the other day that, like, I've yet to use the Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah.
And, like... The
Pythagorean.
Spell it.
P-Y...
Okay, it's not a P-A.
It's P-Y.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
What?
How are you saying the word?
Pythagorean.
You
always, me and you argue about this all the time.
You have to enunciate.
You feel like Jamaicans talk better than us.
We do. We've mastered the English language.
Y'all barely can fucking talk. Hey, look. That nigga said planta. That's to me all every time.
Bro, that's how Americans say it. And fuck Derek. Shit.
Derek, no.
You look African.
He look like Wayne Wonder.
I'll be sure.
Hey,
Zohan drunk, y'all.
Zohan drunk. Hey, so they want to give the school resource officer from the park that's shooting 100 years? So y'all want to.
I'm not going in there! Yes,
so, alright. Hold on. So let's backtrack real fast. So y'all remember the Parkland shooting, the little school shooting down in Florida?
Yeah.
So while the nigga was inside airing shit out, rest in peace to those kids that were hurting. Condolences to the families, right? Mm-hmm. But the nigga was inside airing, cleaning shit up, and the resource officer is outside with his little like police issued nine and said, I ain't
got time.
That nigga called the real police.
he the real police.
He ain't. Hey, you ever seen Ricky Smiley stand up with a there's a security guard with a limp? And he's come down, Charlie. Charlie, come down here and help me. Man, that was
some serious shit though.
Yeah, I'm not going in.
I'm not putting myself in a situation, brother. I feel like in every situation in life, and that's. On game, it's me or you.
If there's ever a
it's
time,
it's you every time.
This is the issue, though.
Uh-huh.
When he decided to become a police officer,
he took the oath.
He took the oath to protect and serve.
And he didn't do nothing. He protected his goddamn self.
When he took a gig as a resource officer, the nigga thought all he would have to do was direct the morning traffic.
They sit in the car.
Stop all the cars so the kids.
Bro, the nigga ain't signed up for that. No, but I feel like yes, he should be penalized because he failed. No, he failed to do his job, but 100 years is like completely.
That's almost like if you fail to, you know, inspect somebody's car.
Yeah, stop at the stop sign.
If you refuse to serve a customer, you know, at your job or whatnot.
I refuse to answer any questions. That man, period.
That nigga got written up. He got written up.
Hey, shit. Yeah, I do it all the time. Hey,
nobody's gonna lose his job.
Look,
it's above me now.
It's above me now.
The best Western is next.
But y'all seen the picture of the nigga at the Best Western saying, we ain't, it's above us too. You can't stay here.
Hey, look. This ain't God. This Stanley Ariel.
This nigga is drunk.
As fuck. Put my tongue in that ass.
Yeah.
So you know.
That nigga said.
Oh, like God. A dog shit in the cinnamon seed.
No, but so we had some new music come out.
Why?
Yesterday, Friday.
Man.
That Future shit was trizay.
Bro, my homeboy said we went from mumble rap to mumble R&B. When I tell you, I was in tears, bro.
All I can say is, can we give Future up and get R. Kelly back?
Shit, I'll take Lil Uzi back.
He left? Uzi fire. He got an album coming out.
I mean, Uzi ain't got hits.
Like, what was the last great Future project with? Dirty Sprite 2, right? That's what I'm saying. That was what, 2013, 14?
Shit, that was 2015. It was early 2015, but it was 2015. And, but like, either way,
a lot can change.
We're not getting fucking your bitches and Gucci flip flops ever again.
Mm-mm. No, we're not getting
ever again. Like, Future is done. I don't know what Russell Wilson bitch ass did to him.
No, you know what Future was done? When Designer came out, bro. Niggas do not understand. When that Panda song came out, niggas was like,
oh, where is Designer? He's
the general manager at Family Dollar.
Yeah, he's a Uber driver.
That's all, bro. I think he is.
But I'm saying, like, that's what I'm saying. He just showed you, like, yo, this nigga Future. Hey. What Future's doing is nothing special. Hey,
look, Designer was fine.
You're right, he still is.
Y'all can say what y'all want, but that Timmy Turner. That's your man.
That
nigga. And then when Kanye blessed it with the remix.
No, no, not even that. Without Designer, that St. Pablo project, that was that part two?
Oh, yeah.
Right, come on for Designer. Well, obviously, like, Kanye helped Panda a lot.
I was in Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly. But if it weren't for Designer, that shit would never hit the same way.
Bro. That's true.
That shit would never hit the same. But seriously, Future die today, I'll be fine.
Oh, shit.
Right. Bro, he's quick to kill somebody.
Russell Wilson took his place.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think he got more money than him.
And the reason why... And the reason why I say they can take Future and give us our credit.
What that nigga said? It's a cold word.
look, the reason why I say they can take Future and give us R. Kelly back, because, you know, I think you're gonna agree with this statement. Yeah. There's no place in this world for deadbeat fathers.
Oh, next topic. Next topic.
No, we can talk about him.
No, next topic. We ain't doing this.
Yeah, fuck
you. Motherfucking ain't worth air time. What's next? What we got? So,
look, I don't fuck with any nigga with child support issues. I'm going to let you know that. My nigga Derek got a beautiful 1-year-old daughter. I love Blake to death. My nigga Rod, beautiful. Carson, she let me hold it the other day.
Surprisingly.
Might be because I'm like...
You like skin.
Yeah.
She coached her.
But either way, but yeah, I don't fuck with any nigga with child support issues. What were you saying, Derek? I'm sorry.
All right, push it.
Whore. Bitch.
I'll be any nigga up that don't fuck with their kids like they're supposed to.
So I'm going to go to MJ on this topic because he kind of had experience.
He got kids?
Nah. It's about transsexual relationships.
I'm
sitting here thinking, but
Chad, what was that post that who posted? No, well, you ain't gotta see who posted it, but
it was IKEA, and I love you. I'm gonna just let you know that now. Thank you for supporting us.
But look, she posted some shit that. What was it? What did it say?
It said, no, I do not have to let you know that I'm transgender, you know.
Right when you're...
While we're dating.
Oh, while we're dating.
While we're dating. Let me tell you something right goddamn now.
If you pull
that dick out. Yeah. Shit. I might fucking around and shoot you and shoot myself. Just go ahead.
Right. Because I'm out of touch dick at this point.
I know.
Real shit.
Like, you
and Rod just watched this shit earlier.
You
boys watched the training.
Atlanta episode. Oh, man.
Wait,
you remember
that
episode,
yeah,
right?
That
nigga said,
funny.
Where you live at now? He said, man, your ass girlfriend a man.
Oh, man.
He said, nah, that's my ex. My ex, Lisa. Nah, your ass girlfriend, man, she be on the other side with the women.
He said, you gay. Yeah, he said, niggas in prison for niggas. He said, that's suspected. But you was on the outside.
Nigga,
you gay.
Yeah, that's
it.
Imagine the whole time you with a woman when you think you was a woman, you kissing all this shit. And you go down and try to play with the pussy, and the whole time it's a dick down there. Bitch, I'm coming to uppercut, bro. Yeah,
if a bitch start moving her hand the way we rub that thigh.
Cause she hard, goddamn. Yeah, she's hard. That bitch is like.
She, him, her got to get smoked.
Before we even get any further, we got to explain, we have no problem with any gay.
No, not at all.
But it's just such a hot topic. It's always something to talk about.
Bisexual, you gay.
That's why, like, now, if I was still single, I would probably start asking for baby pictures and shit. Like, I got to see baby pictures. Well,
got some strong ass features these days, bro.
I'm about to say, all them little girls are like boys.
It's like that dude that kept losing at track and field.
And went over. Just,
100 meters, loss. Next year, lose again. Last year, the eligibility turned into a him, and bust some ass out there. Like,
yeah, he went.
Yeah,
he broke all the records. Then,
he shattered that shit.
Judge me all you want. That's the most fucked up shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, that shit is stupid.
You had testosterone, bro. Like that shit.
Yeah, they had estrogen.
Yeah.
AKA titties. Yeah. Nah, like, real talk, because anybody can say they feel like a motherfucking different day. I feel depressed. Sometimes I feel like I want to fuck your bitch. That don't make me different. You know what I'm saying? Like, this motherfucker.
Some days you want to be a woman.
I've seen your titties.
Yeah, these like man tits, though.
No,
like.
They see colors. They look like pieces of slices. I'm kidding.
What?
they shake like this.
Yeah.
But no.
I told y'all, bro. I told y'all I was nervous living with him. That boy bisexual. Yeah.
You
got to
say your team is succulent.
I know this off topic, but I never forget Chad told me, say, yo. Bruh, bitch just came out the room with a slip on. I said, what is she, 50?
She was 42. You hear me? It was that neck was crazy.
Nah, too. But for real, y'all go on a date. Let's say y'all do it the right way. Y'all go on a date and
you meet her.
Yeah.
Daughter.
Yeah. Everything look good. Kiss her on the lips at the end of the night. Y'all go y'all separate ways. And it's not until the third date where
you a gang man.
Or you bisexual.
Yeah.
Either way, you like both of them.
It's not until the third date, like, it invites you over and, like.
What is it?
Let's say they invite you over. You know what I mean?
No, I know how these people are.
Oh, so then they these people.
We still are, but let's say they invite you over, right? Yeah. You know, y'all snuggled up watching a movie and shit.
This is not.
You got a moment for
your ass. Start to see her pants. So special.
You thinking you turning the volume up on the remote? You out here playing with a vein, man.
Like,
goddamn,
ain't never seen a click that thing.
This episode, we get canceled. This is it. This is the one. Okay.
Yeah, you grab that house, like.
You feel it, don't you?
I'm also convinced that every transsexual male is hung. Like you.
Chad crying, though. You got a duct tape his dick.
Hey, yo,
Hey, regular tape ain't working, goddamn.
But real shit though, if that shit truly happens, you will find the car.
We are running out of time. They said that shit goes out of slip. We
got one real subject we gotta talk about.
Let's do it.
Literally, like seriously.
Oh god.
Bro, we got
that scary movie joint when Sean was like in or out. That's
he's a fuck anyway.
Is he really gay in real life?
He act like it, bro.
He is gay. Yeah, he's a gay.
Jesus Christ.
Man, look, that nigga said Sean.
We
said Ray
fucking
faggot. Anyway,
We canceled.
He used the wrong word. Man, I apologize. I'm sorry. Listen to this quote. And I'm glad my brother Ryan here. Remove sex from a relationship, and you will discover that over 90% of ladies will have nothing to offer in a relationship. Remove money from a relationship, and you will discover that over 90% of the ladies won't see a reason to be in that relationship. I had to drop the mic on the nose.
Can I go first?
Why?
I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree.
Why? Because you broke?
No, because... yeah, pretty much.
Nah, I'm just being...
real shit. Because I'm broke and my woman still loves me. Like... Of course, she's annoying.
Broke and ugly.
Yeah, broke, ugly, and sexual. It's weak.
You eating her booty, though.
Huh?
You eating her booty.
Yeah, she don't like that.
You blowing her butt through that gap.
I would.
let him talk, Justin. Hold on.
Listen, I say I disagree because of how my woman is. But.
That's at 90%.
That's what I'm going to say. That stat says 90%.
It's five people at this table. Even your one woman doing that. No offense, Candace. But that's still 80% in the table.
That's what I was alluding to.
Right.
So, I feel like my woman is different. That 90%, I feel like with the rest of the other women that I have dated, that's facts.
So, to piggyback off you, for me, my wife wanted me when we started dating, I didn't have a pot to piss in. I had just lost my job at Walgreens and I was switching over to Mattress Firm. Nigga, I ain't had shit, bro. Like, nothing, bro. Like, and she had a good job, but she didn't give a fuck, like, about when we went somewhere. If I ain't have it, cool, I'm not worried about that shit. So for me,
she got a cousin.
She got a few cousins.
Tell them to call me.
I can't do that. But anyhow, so for me, I think that's kind of misleading a little bit because there are really good women out there.
Yeah.
But it also is. I've been on both sides because I've had women that are completely not shit. But I had a girl to my ex before I dated her. I lost my job.
She was gone.
And the fucked up shit about it was. Like 6 months before, she quit her job on some bullshit, and I supported her all through that time. And then when I lost my job, she's like, "Oh nigga, fuck you!" Like, So for me, I've been on both sides of it. I know how that shit felt. So to have somebody now that wants me for not shit I had, bro, just my love and this little schmeat I sling him.
I tell you, I can't answer that question.
Hold on. I want to give you some math before he answers this question. So I just multiplied 5 billion by 90%, right? That left us 4.5 billion women. That's 4.5 billion women that ain't shit. So that still leaves us 500 million women that are amazing.
Yeah.
So that's a big fucking number.
It is.
So before y'all even, what I'm saying is your woman's amazing. Your woman's amazing. Your woman's amazing.
Your man's
amazing.
Your man.
No, but seriously. That still leaves a big fucking number of women.
What about
Justin? Is your woman amazing?
But what about my woman?
Is she amazing?
So what happens is, we're not gonna get it on mine because mine's fairly new and it isn't where it needs to be. Okay, I'm just being honest.
It is what it is.
It could be where it needs to be, but it's just not where it needs to be. So, right now.
Read that quote for me one more time.
All right, this says. This is Trevor Noah. He from South Africa. Be light skin.
He talked that real shit though. I fucked with Trevor Noah.
Yeah. It said remove sex from a relationship, and you will discover that over 90% of women have nothing to offer in a relationship. Remove money from a relationship, and you will discover that over 90% of ladies won't see a reason to be in that relationship.
All right, so I disagree with the first half.
The money thing is where you just.
The money thing is what I don't know for one simple reason. I haven't been in a position where I was suffering to see what would happen.
I see you made the most money out of all of us at this table.
Yeah, true.
I'm telling all you this.
I got guns. Come in here. Come in here, little boy, if you want to.
But seriously, though, so my thing is, of course, let's just be honest. Sex is okay at best. Like, I need it, but if I give it amazing, it doesn't mean it's going to be that way. It might not be that way for her. I feel like what a man can provide a woman is way more important than what I can provide her in the bedroom. That's just my opinion.
That's true.
Because, like I said, it's not going to be much.
So can I be honest with you? Yeah. Speaking as a married man who's been married for almost 4 years now. Yeah. Cause you can't put sex in like the forefront of your relationship because sex changes over time. When you have a baby, I promise you, like when you have a baby, she's not thinking about you or your little meat.
I'm gonna tell you, it was crazy because like before me and my girl had our daughter, I wanted sex all the time. After my daughter came, it was like she wanted sex all the time, but it was like our schedules was so crazy. It was like. Because she works like a swing shift almost.
Yeah.
So by the time she got home, I had already been home for 4 or 5 hours dealing with, our daughter and everything. Right. So I'm tired. And she's like, look, give me that dick. in a sense, yeah. Like, in a sense, almost, yeah. But look. Hey, he don't want it, but yeah, that shit changes, and I'm gonna tell you, like, from being in past relationships, if you get in a relationship because of sex, eventually that shit fades out from the start,
nigga. Because sex is not important.
It's really not.
Sex is important.
It is important,
but it's not at the top.
I'm not saying it's at the top, but it is important.
Reciprocity is one of the.
That's his word.
That's SAT words.
But sex is not top. It's like maybe top five at best.
Yeah, top five. But if it's top five, it's probably five. Like I can name four other things.
Because you got to get so many bumbies with five pussies. You know what I mean? Like what Kanye say? Damn, maybe pussy can't be your only hustle.
Yeah, they look like us, and they pussy five.
Five.
They got throw five neck too.
Oh God, Jesus Lord.
But like, yeah.
Oh God, Jesus Lord.
Like honestly, like I just don't want to get in a position where my money dictates where I am in my relationship.
Ooh.
I just got to a point where I'm making decent money in life, and I don't feel like that should be a point where I feel like, damn, what I'm providing financially is what makes this important for me.
I'm gonna tell you honestly.
Is that not a factor for you when you're looking into a woman though?
What, that she can provide for herself?
No, not even that she can provide for herself, that she is making something of herself.
Mm. I just want you to be consistent and at least try. Mm. As long as you try, I don't care. You can make $25,000 a year.
If you smart with your money.
If you smart with your money and you just show me that you care about it.
And not only that. If she's happy with her job.
Right.
Because you can have a woman that makes $75,000 a year, but she hates her job, and every night when she comes home, you got to listen to that. You got to hear that.
But my thing is...
Whereas with a man, for the most part, we can make $100,000 a year and hate our job, and when we come home...
happiest people?
Yeah, we're going to be like, fuck it, I got to do what I got to do for my family.
Right.
Whereas with women, they have to express themselves. They have to.
Do y'all really give... I'm not going to tell you where I work. Me and Rye hate our fucking jobs.
Thanks.
But to the point where when I see them checks every 2 to 3 weeks, with my two salary checks and that commission check, I can give a fuck less. Like what these people with money come in and ask me for.
That shit reels me back in every goddamn time.
Every time I get a paycheck, I'm like, you know what?
I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I work for the government, so
you work for Donald Trump.
Exactly. So
it is what it is.
Like he could come down tomorrow, him and the Secretary of Defense, and say, look, your ass got to go to fucking West Bubblefuck. And be away from my family for months at a time. Theoretically. Yeah, but I look at it like, shit, I got to do what I got to do for my family because
Is it the fact
that home don't stop?
Right. But is it the fact that we're, like, I was telling somebody the other day, as men, we are known to be providers and can't be broke.
Yeah.
Fighters, but can't fight back. We got to speak up and shut the fuck up at the same time.
Man, that shit is perfect.
You know what I'm saying?
That like, that is perfect.
You know what I'm saying?
Run that back, Turbo.
Like I said, we're as men, we're expected to provide and not be broke.
Yep.
We're expected to fight back and not fight. And we're expected to speak up and shut the fuck up at the same time.
Yeah.
So this woman asked me the other day, do you feel like as a man you have a high expectation? Yes.
Yeah.
Like, no offense to women, y'all have it hard. Do not get me wrong.
Oh,
definitely. I know I've joked a lot on this episode. Y'all really do have it hard.
Right.
We have it just as hard. I'm telling you, baby. Little baby, we got it hard. We got it hard. Like, I can't, like, y'all understand, I'm a motherfucker who can't shut the fuck up, and I'm expected to shut the fuck up every day.
Like,
Ryan has to tell me to shut the fuck up every day. Chad has to tell me shut the fuck up.
I don't know how you doing this shit, bro.
Like
Jerry tells me shut the fuck up
every
day.
I don't tell you to shut the fuck up. Yeah. But look, I'm going to tell you though, bro. Last night, me and you had a talk, and this might be like kind of off the subject, but you hit me with some shit that's probably going to change the tone of this conversation. Justin hit me with the shit was like, with women and ways, we have to deal with their ways. They expect us to take them as they are and deal with how they are.
Right.
But on the flip side, with our ways as men, women expect us to change.
You have to change. I can't be me regardless.
No.
And I'm not even that hard to deal with. It's just like I said, I don't.
But that's what I'm saying. With that statement though, I feel like every day that I have to shut the fuck up, like you said, I feel like every day that I have to do that, I lose a piece of myself.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, man, like think of me back in 2014.
Okay.
Versus how I am now.
Very, very so. So like you mean, still, you still do your shit. I mean, oh, I'm not gonna say do your shit. You still talk your shit. But it's nothing compared to what it was in 2014.
It was bad.
Yeah, I
agree
with you.
Saying.
I like it's crazy, bro. Because
I was hot headed, bro. Anybody could get it at any given point in time. I'm on goal 100% of the goddamn time, bro.
This nigga Chad, I wasn't there to witness it, but he told me about a time where he had to pull out his shotgun on niggas, and I'm thinking like,
nigga, where is you at?
In Liz, on some niggas that he knew that he fucked with. So I'm like, That shit is beyond me. But now I look at Chad, I'm like, I know Chad wouldn't do no shit like that now unless it was, you know, the last resort because he got too much to lose now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I don't mean to cut you off here, but I will say this. So going back to your point, you talking about you lose a part of yourself when you're in a relationship. For me, you know, like I said, I've been married before 4 years in August.
Okay.
So when you get married, like you compromise, you learn how to have to compromise and communicate. So what you lack in is what her strength should be, and vice versa. So it's kind of like, of course, you might lose yourself in one department, but in another department where, okay, let's say you're not good with money.
Relationship therapy.
I'm a love doctor.
You've been reading the Daily Bread.
I tell people all the time. I'm glad I had the people around me that I do, because I can go to y'all for different shit.
Yeah,
I know when I got a relationship issue, don't go talk to Chad.
I don't go to Justin.
You don't go to Justin.
If anybody, I talk to Black.
You'll talk to Black.
I really don't bring my relationship problems to our friendships generally, but I know
like I said, I have different people for different shit. I know I can't talk to you about nothing about my relationship. I'll talk to you about personal shit in life.
Yeah,
my relationship, I know not to talk about Chad. Chad will keep it too real for me, just like how I would keep it too real for him, so I keep it away from him. I'll go talk to Rod. Second place, it'll be Derek.
Like,
you would go talk to Tony before you talk to me.
Bro, I've never heard of a problem with both of y'all. Just because I know Tony's gonna give me one side, you're gonna give me another side. Don't call me. I don't, but I feel like I'm an open book at the same time.
Right.
Like, I feel like anything that's going on in my life, like, y'all are my brothers.
So,
like,
we were talking to each other about shit, but we still know who to go to what for what.
For advice.
Like, we wouldn't go with one of our old friends for any advice at all.
No.
Oh, wow. Oh man, I'm just saying.
So on that, check me out. On that note, I'm gonna leave y'all with a gem. Y'all can put this one in y'all top pocket, right?
Yeah, put it in your left hand.
Yeah, put it in. Yeah,
make sure you keep recording though, so we can have some bloopers after the end of season one.
Why would you say that right now?
Hey,
I'm still.
You can edit that out.
What? I'm not even gonna edit it out. I want people to see how stupid. Black one fight.
So why y'all going through all that, man? Real quick, let me tell everybody know where they can find me and shit at, bro. So,
beat your meat, lose your feet.
Yo, I was the worst fucking intro I ever heard. I was like, who is this nigga here?
Yeah, I've been looking like it.
I've never seen what he looked like.
He bald head. He looked like a motherfucking. You ever seen? He like one of them fat little things from Men in Black.
Naked Rule Movie. Like,
but yeah, man. So I have my own podcast called the New South Show. It's on iTunes. Subscribe. I have a YouTube channel called the Hoop State Network where we do dope basketball content and shit. So follow us on YouTube, man. If you don't, fuck you. It's cool. You know, if you do already, I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, check us out, man. Follow me on Twitter also, Rod_Bridges, man. I'm kind of funny up there sometimes.
I just started using Twitter last week again.
Twitter's great.
It's a lot of porn on Twitter,
Twitter
too.
Tiana Trump, my God. Hey, we gotta go. Hey, speaking of Tiana Trump, practice safe sex and go fuck yourself. Good night.